We want to welcome all of you who are physical here. We also want to welcome those of you watching online. We are glad you can be part of this watch night service. And we have about Mohan. Can you come forward, Mohan? Okay, how many more hours we have before 2022?
Three.
Come on, come here, man. What are you doing with your phone there? Come and tell us. I got to, come on. They want to see you. No, line, nobody can see you.
How many hours we have?
3 hours. Oh, actually 3 hours and 1 minute.
Okay. We have, wow, come on, let's appreciate him. Because his wife is watching online. We have 3 hours plus another minute before year 2022. Now, what to expect in year 2022? We're trusting God that year 2022 will be a hopeful year. The hope in God cannot fail. Everything else can fail, but the solid hope in Jesus cannot fail. I'd like to open this watch night service message with a hopeful attitude. Romans 12 and verse 12 says this: rejoice in hope. Hope always brings forth joy. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. You know, I foresee there will be difficult time in year 2022. I cannot say it is going to be a smooth ride. It's going to be a recovery phase. And added to this, there will be other difficult situations, both in Malaysia as well as in the world. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. But above all, be fervent in prayer. Can everybody say amen, please? So we encourage you to be a praying church as we enter into 2022. Now, before I do all the other things, I like to just read a caption. The end of year blessing. You see it on your screen. And someone sent this to me, and I thought this is a wisdom from a woman, no? Actually, okay? A godly woman, you know, the daily devotion. And someone sent to me, you know? I thought, I'm not Benedict Rani, I'm Rajan, no? You know, it says here, shake off, end of year blessing. Shake off the dust from all regrets and disappointments and walk confidently into year 2022. Can I amen from you? That's right. Raise your arms in faith and open your mouth in praise. The Lord God goes before you and fights all the battle. Therefore, stop fighting with one another. Okay? In your family too. He will anoint you with His power, love, self-discipline, and will impart a clear vision for your future. Come on, somebody say amen, please. You are precious and worth it. Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, I'm worth it. Sometimes we feel not worthwhile, but worth it. You are precious and worth it. Trust the Lord, for He have excellent plans for your life this coming year. Come on, somebody say amen, please. We want to start this year with this hopeful note. How many would say amen to that? That's right. No matter what is happening, the flood is rising, the rivers are swelling, and we want to start year 2022 with hope in God. Everybody say hope in God. You know, first of all, I like to welcome pastors from three satellite churches, JB, Sutra and Pumas, and also some of their leaders and those of you watching online. We want to thank you for your excellent Christmas presentation. You know, this pandemic just brought some rest. So you rested well and you did well. Okay. And let's appreciate all the three satellite churches. They did well. We want to appreciate all those who put in your effort, the media, the musicians, the ground, everybody. We appreciate you. Number two, we like to thank all of you on behalf of the pastors. We want to thank all of you in the churches for so graciously, you know, giving us Christmas gift and increasing our sugar level. Can you imagine someone from Sutra, Pastor Satish, I want to ship the blame to you, gave me a box of chocolate. And I'm thinking of Ruth now. Ruth is sitting at the back. I'm going to increase the sugar level. And thank you. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your gift. Thank you for your love offering. Praise God. As we let go 2021, we want to let go this year. In spite of all that we've gone through, we want to let go this year with an attitude of gratitude. Come on. Can we do that? We want to say, thank you, Lord. You know, I like what David said in Psalms 136, verses 1 through 4. And that should be our declaration in the next couple of hours as we let go year 2021. And David said, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy endures forever, for he is good. And he goes on to say, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. For give thanks to God, the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Verse 3, oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. And verse 4, to him alone who does great wonders, his mercy endures forever. Come on, somebody say amen, please. So what you can do, you can add on to this prayer of thanksgiving by saying, we give thanks to God for his goodness, his mercy endures forever. We give thanks to God for his provision, for his mercy endures forever. We want to thank God for his faithfulness, his mercy endures forever. This is one prayer that we can shower God with as we say goodbye to year 2021. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. In 2021, we saw some of our good friends pass away. Seriously, you know, a difficult year for me because I've done two funerals on Zoom. We can't do the funeral physically, you know, died of COVID. And suddenly, good friends pass away. And we're going to trust God. In spite of all this, we want to enter into 2022 with a heart of thanksgiving. Come on. Are you here with me? We let go with a heart of thanksgiving. We enter into this year with a heart of thanksgiving. Number two, just before the year starts, we want to enter into 2022 with an attitude of victory. Everybody say victory. That's right. Not victory based on the system of the world, but victory based on God. And the Bible tells us, look at this. The Bible tells us in Psalms 60 verse 11, look at this. Lord, help us. Give us help from our trouble. We have trouble, okay? We have variants. We have natural disasters and all kinds of things. Give us help from trouble, for the help of man has proven to be useless. Right or wrong? Man's system has failed. Look at the next verse, and I like this very much. And it says here, through God, everybody say through God. through God we will do victoriously, valiantly, for it is He who treads down our enemy. Come on, somebody say amen, please. With this in mind, let me just share with you the prophetic word as a way of introduction. Every one of us who are watching this, you know that we have a personal relationship with God. Before I share the prophetic word, the theme for the year, and as well as for you, you and I have a personal relationship with God. And Jesus said in John, the 10th chapter, verse 27, my sheep. What? My sheep all what? My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My friends, all of you are watching, there's such thing as a personal rhema word that God has for you. In the next couple of moments, you need to be so carefully listening to God as to what He has for you. What is God's rhema word for you personally? Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Okay? What is God's word for you? A spontaneous thought may arise from your inner man. Or maybe a picture, or maybe an impression, maybe a burden that the Holy Spirit that's in you wants to speak to you. So I want you to be mindful of that as you enter into 2022. In all that we have gone through, in all our struggles, in all our difficulties and circumstances, is there a word that God has for me? Personal word. Everybody say personal word. A rhema word. They're like Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. Remember? Habakkuk said this, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what He will say to me, and I will answer when I'm corrected. Is there something that God is speaking to you over your family, over your spiritual life, over your relationship, over the things to come? Please don't ignore those words. That could be a word for you. One word from God can change your entire destiny. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus a glory. Hallelujah. Just one word. Just one word. All those who are watching online, all those who are watching here, what is that one word that God has for you? In Luke, the 5th chapter, the Lord spoke to Peter. He fished all night and he caught nothing, zero. Just one word. Peter, launch your net to the depth. Or some version would say, cast the net on the other side. Okay, what is the Lord speaking to you? His entire career changed. Just one word. In Mark chapter 5, the Lord spoke to the lady with the blood issue for 12 long years. And this is what He said, your faith, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Not too many words. Not complicated. Could be just one sharp word. And then we also read a lady who was in emptiness, the Samaritan woman in John the 4th chapter, verse 14. Jesus looks at her and tells her this, if you drink the water that I give you, you will never thirst again, and it will become a fountain of life. Glory to God. Just one word. Are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? I think it is the MC that said God's grace is going to be sufficient for us. In 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, we read verse 9, in the battle against trials and testing, Paul pleads with God. And the Lord just tells him this, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. Therefore, I declare by faith a prophetic anointing over each one who is watching this. And I pray there will be a prophetic bubbling in each one of your heart. Even before we enter into 2022, there will be a word that will surface in the midst of all that you're going through. And that's going to be a rhema word. And that's going to be a prophetic word for your 2022 for you. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Let's give Jesus the glory. Hallelujah. So therefore, do not turn a deaf ear to what the Lord wants to speak to you. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, isn't that wonderful? Okay, let's get to the theme. What is going to be next year? You know, friends, we are going back to our last 2 years vision. Okay, we really did not have the opportunity to fulfill this vision. Now, this pandemic is a clear sign of the last days that we are living in. You know, last days. What did Jesus say in the last days will happen? Apart from all this earthquake, nations rising against nations, pestilence and famine and war and rumors of war, he said very prominently one thing that will take place through the church in Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse 14. This gospel will be preached, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Are you here with me? So, in line with this last day heartbeat of Jesus, we are going back to our vision. How will they hear? Do we have it in our computer, the one? How will we hear? We're going back to that vision again, based on Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 13 through 15. That's going to be the theme for year 2022, really. There's one thing that cannot be affected, no matter what happens in a nation, is the word of God cannot be blocked. The word of God cannot be chained. The word of God cannot be infected. The word of God doesn't need vaccine one, vaccine two, and the third dose. So the word of God is so preserved. Can somebody say amen, please? Isn't that wonderful? The word of God is not only inspiring, it's infallible. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And so this gospel has to be preached. Everybody say preached. So we go back to the theme. Are you guys with me here? How will they hear? That will be the theme. And the scripture that is taken is from Romans 10 verse 13 through 15. And of course, I like to mention verse 17 too. Now, for whoever, come on, here, listen to me. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be, come on, what? Save. Now, how will they call on whom they have not what? Come on. Believed. Now, how will they believe on whom they have not what? Heard. How will they hear without a preacher? I'm talking to preachers today. Preachers in the marketplace, preachers in retirement, preachers at home, preachers in the church. How will they hear without a preacher? And it goes on to say, how lovely are the feet of those who bring the gospel of peace and the glad tidings of good things. And verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Now, this is in preparation. Now, let me just look at the notes. This is in preparation, all in anticipation for a year of greater evangelism. Everybody say greater evangelism. A year of greater harvest and a year of greater revival. Now, this theme will be the place where greater evangelism, greater harvest, and greater revival will be able to take place. Now, this vision or this theme will facilitate this. Now, let me just give you a testimony. A year of greater evangelism. Now, in Matthew chapter 9, verse 37 and 38, Jesus said, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'The harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of harvest that he may send forth laborers into the harvest field.'" Now, as soon as we finished the Christmas service, the Starlight production, not long after, but 5 or 10 minutes later, I received a call. I received a call from, many of you know Datin Henna. I received a call from her, and she said, "Pastor, I've got exciting news for you." And I asked her, "What is this news?" Then she said, My son's in-law, both the father-in-law and the mother-in-law, including the sister-in-law, they're all ready to accept Jesus and they want to be baptized." Come on, let's give Jesus a glory. Hallelujah. And I mind you, they come from a very staunch Taoist background, Taoist family, you know. And she said they have been watching the service and they want to be baptized and they want to be followed up, you know. That in Hannah, who was our missionary to China. See, a year of greater harvest. This theme will facilitate a year of greater evangelism. Then after that, then this will facilitate a year of greater harvest. And Jesus said, my favorite scripture, Jesus said in John chapter 4 verse 35, "Did not say, there are still 4 more months, then come harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the field, for they are already white for harvest." Come on, somebody say amen, please. The greater evangelism and greater harvest will bring people to a place of transformation. Everybody say transformation. Now, because of evangelism, discipleship will take place, right or wrong. And because of discipleship, people's life will be transformed. And David said in Psalms 119 verse 37, "Lord, turn my eyes away from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way." Come on. Greater evangelism, greater harvest will bring transformation in people's life. When transformation begins to take place, the next thing that will take place is greater revival. Come on. We have been praying for revival. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Hallelujah. You know, friends, I like to say this. Revival is not going to jump from heaven and sit on our head. No. Revival cannot take place without transformation. If revival is going to be some Holy Ghost action and some Holy Ghost activity, it will not last very long. Transformation must take place. Evangelism and discipleship must go hand in hand. A greater evangelism, a greater harvest will produce disciples, and disciples are transformed people. When transformed people begin to gather and worship God and begin to trust God, I tell you, that's going to be a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Hallelujah. We don't want a short-term revival. We want a long-term revival. Come on, are you here with me? We want to reach the world for Jesus. We want to make Jesus' name popular. We want Jesus to be the champion above everybody else in this world. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus a glory. Hallelujah. And greater revival. Greater revival. This team will not only facilitate, number one, a greater evangelism, number two, a greater harvest, but also a greater revival. It's in Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 16 onwards, which is a very familiar scripture, but this is what was spoken by Prophet Joel. In the last days, I'll pour my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see vision. Your old men will have dreams because they will sleep longer, I think. I'm not sure. But as I get old, I don't sleep too long. I don't know how it works, doesn't matter. And upon your manservant, maidservant, I'll pour my spirit and they will prophesy. Come on, they will not gossip. They will not pass negative reports, but they will prophesy the glory of God, the power of God, the presence of God, and the church will see signs and wonders in heaven, on earth, and whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Come on, come on. In our nation, we need this desperately. Come on. Somebody shout amen, please. In Malaysia, the gospel has been hindered by the constitution of this nation, but no constitution can bind the gospel. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Come on. Hallelujah. All the more in Malaysia, we cannot be quiet. We cannot be quiet. Turn to your neighbor and say, we cannot be quiet. How will they hear? How will they hear? If you remain quiet, how will they hear? Do you want to hear a testimony? Am I passing my time already? No timekeeper. Can I share with you a testimony? And this gentleman who belongs to the children of Ishmael has been watching the service online. And he calls the office and Lillian, not knowing who this person is. Lillian, where are you, Lillian? Come here, Lillian. No. If you're playing with the phone, I'll call you. Okay. And you know what? She gives my number. It doesn't matter. Thank you so much anyway. And he calls me. And he tells me, I watched your talks and I realized that Jesus is not a prophet. He's not the prophet. He's God, his own word. He's God. He said, he's God. You guys, he's God. And you know what? He gave his heart to Jesus. On his own. On his own, my friends. And I realized this person that I'm praying is also a prophet. Why should I be praying to prophet? You know the prophet I'm talking about? Okay? And why don't I worship God? And then he sends me a message. You know, I showed this to Reuben today. Reuben, no need to come forward, Reuben. And he said, my wife prays 5 times a day. And she is this. And she wants me to pray. She's nagging me. I said, yeah, you can join. Christians don't even pray once a day. They're too busy. And he said, and I told him this, I let them read. I said, when you joined her, you mentioned the name of Jesus. I said, Nabi Isa al-Masih. Come on, let's give Jesus the glory. Come on, that's a greater harvest. That's a greater evangelism. That's a greater harvest and then a greater revival. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. So the church, Calvary City Church, it's going to be an awesome task to rebuild the church once again. And we are not going to be discouraged. We're not going to be disappointed, but we're going to rebuild the church and bring the church back to the place of a greater evangelism, a greater harvest, and a greater revival. Put your hands together. Give Jesus is a glory. And I want to say this to all the pastors. Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. Can somebody say amen, please? Isn't that wonderful? Come on, isn't that wonderful? Now, that's the ministry word. Just give me 2 more minutes or 3 more minutes or 4 more minutes. That's ministry word. I want to ask you this question. Is God speaking to you anything? Right now, those watching online, is God speaking to you? You know, I took time off to went to KL to reset, refocus, relax. Any other word? All the R, no? R. Recharge, renew, refresh, rewired, remodel, reinvent. I took time off because it has been not good year for me. Towards almost towards the end. You know what? The one word that the Lord spoke to me the second day of my stay in my daughter's place in KL, she's happily going to work. That was Monday, I think Monday or Tuesday. You know what? Just this word. Pastor Satish, are you listening? Just this word. Rest in my Father's love. Jesus just spoke to him through the Holy Spirit. Rest in my Father's love. That's the word. After so many donkey years in the church, I still have to rest in the Father's love. Can you imagine? That's like a breakthrough. So this morning, Dean called me. Pastor, how's it? I said, I'm recharged. Praise God. That's what you need, just a word. Huh? Sister Bonis, when you go back today and say, Lord, what is the word? Come! Whole night cannot sleep because you're praying. That's what we need. And I prayed this. Let me pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone who's watching this. There must be a word. There must be a word. A rhema word. There must be an opportune word. There must be a revelatory word that you will just drop in our spirit as we say goodbye to year 2021. If we want to receive it by faith, Lord Jesus, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Now, I gave you a ministry word, right? Now, let me just very quickly give you a personal word. This is a corporate word for every congregational. I should say it's a congregational word. What do I expect this year? Am I just supposed to go and win souls and disciple and wait for revival? No. While you are doing that, this is a rhema word for you from the vision. From the vision, no? From the vision. You know? And the rhema word from the vision is Psalms 60, verse 1, 2, and 3. Okay? Arise, shine, for your light has come, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. Though deep darkness shall cover the earth and over the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and you will see his glory. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And then look at next verse. Next verse. It has so much relevance to our theme. For the Gentiles will come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Are you here with me? So therefore, for us, each one of us, we're going to enter into a season of acceleration. Everybody say acceleration. A season of acceleration. And number two, a season of restoration or restitution. Number three, a season of rebuilding. Everybody say rebuilding. No? Now, I've given the prophetic word to the pastors, but I just preached only maybe a little bit more than half. Okay, let me just give you a season of acceleration. Let me just read. A season of acceleration. This is personal direction. Isaiah 60 verse 21 and 22 from the same passage. Also, your people shall all be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one, look at this, a little one shall become a thousand and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. In other words, I, the Lord, will hasten my favor upon your life. Come on, somebody say amen, please. An unprecedented acceleration of God's favor in the affair of our lives. Number two, a season of restoration and also restitution of God's healing of everything. Okay? Now, Joel chapter 2, verse 25 and 26. The Lord says, I'll give you back what you have lost to the swarming locust, the hopping locust, and the stripping locust, and the cutting locust. The Lord will return. Restitution. The Lord will return everything that we have lost in this 2 years. And then restoration. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Once again, you'll have all the food you want, and you will praise the Lord your God who does these miracles for you. Never again will my people be disgraced. And finally, a season of rebuilding. Okay? A season of rebuilding. Jeremiah 31 verse 4, again I'll build you and you shall be rebuilt, a virgin of Israel. You shall again be adorned with your tambourine and shall go forth in dances of those who rejoice. Isaiah 61 verse 7, instead of your shame, you will have double honor. Instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. Once again, the Lord will rebuild us. Once again, the Lord will restore us. Once again, the Lord will restitute us. Once again, the Lord will cause his face to shine upon us. Come on, let's stand to our feet as the worship team comes. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. And those at home, can you also stand? Thank you, Lord. Father, let your glory fall as in Isaiah 60 verse 1 and 2. Let your glory fall upon each one of us and usher us into a season of acceleration, a season of restoration, a season of restitution, a season of rebuilding, dear Father. We commit the entire Calvary City churches into your hands, the Transformation Alliance and the Pusat Kabajikan Calvary into your hands. In a few hours, we will be crossing over to year 2022. We pray, dear Father, you've already gone before us. You've already prepared the way for us. Thank you for a hopeful year of 2022. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.